From Misinformation Podcast, and you're listening to Legend in My Spare Time.
This podcast contains certain themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for everybody listening. If you're under the age of 18 or you're easily offended, we may suggest you find your podcasting entertainment elsewhere. You got a great car. Yeah, what's wrong with it today? I used to have one too. Maybe I'll come and have a look. I really love your hairdo, yeah. I'm glad you like mine too. See what looking pretty cool get ya. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to your favorite podcast, Legend in My Spare Time. I am your host, the one, the only, the omnibitable, the illustrious, the handsome.
I'm not done yet. Using far too many big words already.
I'm not done yet. The handsome. See, you threw me off my stride. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Legend in My Spare Time. I'm Matt Lees. My guest this week, the one and only JV Gravy. Welcome, JV Gravy.
What's going on, buddy?
We are here once again. And, well, you know what, folks? I can't get a fucking break as far as podcasting co-hosts go.
I'm reliable
You're
as
here.
Shit.
You're here. Gravy's here from Generation L, a good friend of ours now. But where the hell is the Reverend Damn Davies? We have no idea where he is, folks.
He's probably off giving a sermon or jerking off kids or whatever he does.
Right. He's supposed to be here giving a sermon, though.
And jerking off kids.
After giving a huge speech about, I'm reliable, I'm your man, doesn't even respond to my text today. The Reverend, shame on you.
Yeah, fuck you.
And just so you learn your lesson, we're doing it without you, motherfucker.
Take that.
How about that? Yeah, we didn't even wait. You know, Vickers was like, we can wait for them for a few minutes. And I was like, fuck this guy. I ain't waiting for shit. That's much better. My mic was chewing up. Nah, that's better.
Is that good?
That's much better.
All right.
It was a little loud at the beginning, but they're used to that kind of shit, so fuck them. We each have one beer in hand already that we opened while we waited for the assholes who aren't here yet.
Yeah, it's good, too. It's cold.
It's cold. It's
certified.
Oh, I see what you did there. It's the retard beer where it tells you what color it is so you know to drink it.
It's blue. That means I can have a sip now.
Yes.
Which is bullshit because, I mean, it's realistically just the can that's cold, not the beer.
Technically, right? Theoretically, technically, hypothetically?
Coors Light, let me tell you this. I liked your idea. It's a good idea. It could have gone somewhere, but why not a fucking thermometer built on the side of the can?
Wouldn't that be the same thing?
No, but if, like, that's actually in the beer and only takes the temperature of the beer.
But then how do you see it? Is it like a clear window on the can?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and then you choke on it and you sue them.
But when you put it in the fridge, that clear window is going to fog up, no?
It could.
Then you can't see the thermometer and then you're back where you started.
Well, if it's foggy, then maybe that's a good indication that's pretty fucking cold, too.
Fair enough. It's like, if you can't see me. So, you know, I thought we were going to have multiple guests this week, and I even had funny little sections where I was going to introduce everybody, and I had intro songs, kind of like WWF. But we can't really do that, but we can still do yours. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, we can do my intro.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is my intro? Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, the one and only, please welcome JV Gravy.
You're such an asshole. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. Were you just going to ask me what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, sir?
There's nothing wrong with me. It's a catchy tune.
I know, man, but... Oh, it's a party in the USA. Oh, Jesus.
That's what I think.
Exactly. Listen, only I get to play with the iPhones in this record, okay? something interesting happened to me this weekend, JV Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I actually found pretty interesting, and maybe other people will, or won't give a fuck.
They probably won't give a fuck. I don't already. So.
That's true. Fair enough, asshole. I was watching the fucking Super Bowl on Sunday.
Why?
Because the girl...
You're conform as fuck.
I know. I didn't...
Okay,
no,
go ahead.
Listen,
sorry. Listen. Go ahead.
I didn't want to watch the Super Bowl. Sometimes you do things for the women that you love, okay? You gave yours, your balls, for her purse. So it's those kinds of sacrifices that we make.
Well played.
So I decided to... we're watching the Super Bowl, and I'm like thinking, well, at least the commercials are badass. But did you? You didn't watch any of it, I assume?
No, I didn't watch it.
Well, folks, up here in Canada, eh? We got the Super Bowl all right, but we didn't get the American commercials.
No, I've always heard that. We only get the... shitty Canadian version.
Right. So we had, and honestly, the Canadian commercials were the same ones over and over again. I saw so many ads for the Canadian Olympics that are starting on Friday that I almost want to root against Canada just out of principle.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you, just because if I have to hear that damn Olympic song one more fucking time.
What Olympic song?
I don't even want to come up with it. It's on CBC. Oh, you watch Lost, right? Lost is on CTV, but we got the Canadian feed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see it 30 times during Lost.
Okay.
It's a little 30-second instrumental orchestra, and then a picture of some douchebag who's a surfboarder.
Oh, it's maybe, not the Donald Sutherland one, is it?
No, no, but believe like that. Like Canada. That, right. So I don't believe. Because the commercial made me so angry, I almost want to root against Canada in the Olympics.
Well, I'm not going
to
lie. I realistically don't care all that much about the Olympics, except for the hockey, because, well, Canadian born and bred, and that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And, probably the snowboarding as well. Looking forward to the freestyle snowboarding.
Right, that's what I meant just now when I said surfboarding. I meant snowboarding. But every 2 minutes, because you know in the NFL, fuck. The game stops every fucking 2 minutes so they can stretch and fucking...
slap each other's
right,
asses.
Right, yeah, and clear out their fucking knob holes and shit with fucking Q-tips or some bullshit. Fucking... goddamn, 6 hours of my life, son.
HGH Gatorade in the back. Yeah.
If you are out there and you are an NFL fan, shame on you.
Agreed.
And I know we have NFL fans listening.
Oh, there's so many out there. It's terrible. Like,
fuck.
I don't even think 90% of people who actually watch football actually understand a fucking lick of the game. Because I don't.
Right.
I mean, it's been around my whole life. My parents watched it. Or my father watched it.
Yeah.
Stepfather watched it. My Uncle Billy, who used to touch me, he watched it. And it just... It honestly... I still don't understand the full rules behind it.
Fair enough. Was it like third quarters when Uncle Billy puts it in?
What's a quarter? Like, that's what I'm talking
there
about.
There are four quarters. Fuck it. I don't want to talk about NFL.
Fair enough. Just fucking cut it. Cut your losses right now.
Right. Exactly.
Is that a bong? Oh, that was your beer.
That was my beer. It's
you got
one.
Me excited there for a second.
One. No, I wouldn't even know what a bong was if it was in the room. Was that a seal?
That was a sea lion.
Okay, listen. I'm going to make a new rule. We're going to have to make a no soundboard rule. Okay.
But these things are awesome.
But listen, dude, we've been doing this for like fucking six episodes now. People are tired of listening to us play. Listen, look what I can do. It's a sound effect. It's a wave file. But when I press this button, it plays it.
That's true.
Listen, it starts. See what's that? Oh, okay. Phantom of the Opera.
It could have been.
That's fucking fascinating.
I hate you and your long hair, you fucking hippie.
Worst fucking...
fucking Welsh fucking hippie piece of John Lennon cocksucking asshole.
Now, why do you have to bring John Lennon into this,
I don't know,
man?
Because he's right behind you.
This coming from the dude who has a swollen members tattoo, and you're going to diss fucking John Lennon. Yeah, that's right, folks. Google swollen members, and you'll see a picture of gravy.
It's true.
Or Google dumb fucker, and you'll see a picture of JV Gravy.
Groovel cock... cum guzzling ass fuck.
Groovel cock. Cum just last Christian.
I know I'm only not one beer in, but God bless, is it good.
Oh, shit. So, anything that's pertinent at the beginning of your podcasting schedule this week that you want to get off your chest or anything?
No, at my podcasting schedule?
Well, you're like on my time right now. Is there anything you want to talk about?
Oh, there's tons I could talk about. Should I talk about it? Another fucking question altogether.
That's fair.
Honestly... this week has been kind of fucked already.
Yeah, and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, and I'll explain why my week's been fucked so far.
Okay.
It is all your fucking fault.
Why is it all... Listen, man, why is it all my fault?
You stress me out to the point that I just want to fucking quit my job.
No, I do not. I'm a fucking angel.
You're not an angel. You're not an angel. You're a terrible person and a terrible worker.
Fair enough. Now, for those of you who don't understand what the hell he's talking about, Gravy over here is temporarily in charge of the department that I work for. Let's just say that. So he's essentially my direct superior at work right now.
And Matt is a fucking asshole. And the worst thing is because he's my friend. Well, sort of. I mean, we hang out, I guess. Technically, you could be classified into friend right now. So you can't tell. You don't work for your friend, and you don't want to be the boss of your friend.
Right, right.
Unless you're the asshole, which I'm not.
No, not totally. But I'm not that bad. I don't make your day that hard, do I?
No, you don't. I just thought it would be good to start there.
It's true. Like, I mean, I may push boundaries, but that's what I've always done. But there's no way I actually stress you out.
No, you don't stress me. No. Nothing stresses me out. You've seen me there.
That's fair.
In fact, what I do for a good portion of my day is... Okay, here, let's do it this way. You know how your show's called A Legend in My Spare Time?
Yes.
I am, in fact, an actual legend in my spare time.
Okay, so you've procreated a way to become a legend in your spare time.
Pretty much.
And so once again, you're biting my style, ripping me off, but here we are again.
Hear that silence?
Here's the cricket effect.
Exactly.
No iPhones. Okay, so what have you done? What have you
done?
Well,
something I like
trouble?
To do in my spare time, hence the legend.
Right.
Is I'm not sure if your listeners are aware of. There's a website out there called Kijiji.com.
Okay.
Okay, it's kind of like an eBay or like a classifieds, basically.
But more low scale. Like
basically,
you can sell your underwear and shit.
Exactly. Like, I literally have the most fun on that website that you can find on the internet.
Yeah, he really does. He giggles like a schoolgirl and shit.
So today, and I mean, we might have to pause this so I can queue it up or whatever.
Yes, yes.
I found the little... You know, like the personal ad section.
Yeah.
Where people, and then there's this section that I see and it says lost connections. And I'm like, what? Okay. What is a lost connection? So I start looking through it and I'm like, these are fucking schmucks who are out on the street who met somebody or winked at somebody or smiled at some broad or vice versa.
And then try to get on Kijiji to reconnect.
Exactly. Like, I saw you at the post office on Tuesday, December 17th, and you were wearing a red dress. You looked at me and I smiled. You made me blush, so I'm just hoping that we can one day reconnect and blah, blah, blah. And I thought this was fucking hilarious.
That's true. But the best part is that the people writing it are probably taking it completely seriously. Like, I want to know their day when they're like, well... I saw that really pretty lady at the post office. I'm going to put an ad on Kijiji. Maybe she'll find me.
And if she does, do you think she's going to... Like, if she actually responds to you or he responds to you, is that the... Well, I mean, technically, that's lowered expectations right there, right?
Yeah. It's like Kijiji is the Walmart of eBay's.
Pretty much.
Right? It's for the weirdos and shit.
So, like, what kind of person are you expecting to reply to you if you post this
right.
type of lost connection? Like,
that's
what?
True.
You're so socially fucking retarded that you can't actually talk to a person when you see them in... Real
right.
life, like,
yeah.
or you're just a fucking pussy, or you're...
You have to wait and Kijiji it later.
Exactly. Yeah. And I hope they write me back. Well, my friend.
You caused some trouble today, didn't you?
I sure
you?
Did.
While you were supposed to be my boss, you were at your desk causing trouble.
Well, I started reading through these emails, and like, there's... Or posts, sorry, and there's some really fucking funny ones. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start replying with my with my fake email address, which I do have because I do this on Kijiji quite often.
I have a fake email address now, too. We'll talk about that after.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah. So I start writing back to these people.
Right.
Like, hey, it's me. It's Cindy. I can't believe you actually posted here. I've been looking everywhere for you, and I'm glad that I got to read your posts first before I posted mine.
Okay.
So
you took the bait.
I literally started fucking with, like, I went through about 6 or 7 of these things, and
right,
I replied
right.
to all of them.
Yeah.
And I started getting actual replies back, and I was like, holy
no
shit,
way.
Holy shit, holy shit. I was like a fucking kid with a... I just lost it. I suck.
No, I'm with you, though. Honestly, I just got excited. So you found this cheesy personal ad on Kijiji and started responding to them. Just willy-nilly pretending to be the person they were looking for.
Yeah, but
for.
I was being a complete fucking asshole on these emails. Like,
right.
completely...
Belittling these people?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
kay.
Blatantly making fun of them in the reply in hopes that some way or another they would reply. And I'm going to actually read you a couple of the emails just because that's how funny it is.
Okay, fair enough. Now, here's my question. Did you get any responses?
I did.
You did?
Yep.
No fucking way. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tease it. We're going to go to a song while you cue everything up and get everything going, and then we're going to read that shit. And
fucking
I want
right.
to hear the email you got back from these people.
Sounds good, bro.
So, just remember, folks, Kijiji is the eBay or the Walmart of eBay's. Vickers has responded to one of the personal ads, and when we come back right after this little snippet of a song, We'll fucking get into that on Kijiji, and then I'll tell you what I did on Kijiji.
Booyah.
All right, we'll be right back with that, folks. I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so
you just
work
fucking love Michael Bublé or what?
What the fuck? Whatever. You are you just so much what more you than I get.
Wait. I just haven't met you yet. There you go. I thought that was a clever choice of song because the Kijiji thing, and we haven't technically met yet. I haven't. Fuck you, man.
It might be a lot more clever if I actually knew the name of the song, but.
Haven't met you yet. Ah. Just haven't met you yet.
Okay, I get it. Good one, bro.
Whoosh.
Well, my beer's done.
Okay, I'm going to. Listen, you start. Wait, I want to hear the email, though. Why didn't we do this while we were paused for 5 minutes? Okay, wait.
Why don't you run over? I'll tell them.
Okay, you tell them a little something. I'm going to get some beer.
I'll tell them a story while you're gone. Okay, Matt has actually left the room. He's taking his headset off, so which means I can call him any fucking thing I goddamn want. In fact, I hate this show. This is probably the worst show ever, and you should probably right now just stop listening and turn into Generation Ill. And for that site, that's generationill.podbean.com. It's a much better podcast, and take it out. Check it out. Hey, Matt's back. What's up, Matt? Hey. Oh, yep.
You're a fucking bitch. Here's your beer.
Thanks,
that
Chief.
That I'm giving you for free.
Ready for this?
Okay, ready?
Cheers, you Welsh bastard.
Ah, fuck you, thigh kisser. Okay. Spilled it on my pants.
It's all over ya.
Got fucking what? Beer on my pants now. Gonna smell like an alcoholic at work tomorrow.
That's all right. You can join me because I'm a real one, you bastard. Yeah.
So you big bastard.
Ah, you all shite right. Cunt, ya.
Yeah, you fucking, you like dags. Sorry, that's enough fake accents. Let's go. I don't even know why I opened my
mouth. All right, what were we talking about before we went on a break and smoked and drank? And
We didn't do any of those things. We
didn't do
to,
any
we
of
listened
those
to Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mickey Bubble, as they call him in Ireland.
Mickey Bubble.
Mickey Bubble. Okay, so you were on Kijiji.
Potato. Put a potato with it. Give him a potato. He'll
don't
love it.
Don't make fun of the Irish, man.
All right,
I'll give you. All right, so talking about the Kijiji and the ads that I decided to fuck with some people, basically, Kijiji.
Right.
So what I've done is I actually have one of the ads here, and this is for quote, one of the ads. You could probably even check it if you knew where we were, and it's probably still on there, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
Okay, so, hi, I saw you at Bantan Restaurant on December 17th.
So this is just a random post. Dude's just shooting in the blank. Like
this is a girl, by the way.
So this
is a
woman
female.
Is fishing in the barrel, just putting up a blank.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's start again. I saw you at Bantan Restaurant, which is a Thai restaurant. Very good stuff. On December 17th, you winked at me and you made me blush. I was wearing my yellow dress and you were wearing that tight black t-shirt. If this is you or if you know anybody that may know him, I remember you worked for the Grand River Transit. Please try to get back to me if you can.
Grand River Transit.
And email.
It gives you an email?
It's a Kijiji you can reply to it.
So he works for Grand River Transit. For those of you who aren't in this area, that's our buses, essentially. That's our public transit.
So my reply, and I quote, was, gosh, I really hope this is the same girl that I have been thinking about since that day. It's me, and I hope I got the right girl. Every day I get on my bus, I put the mental picture of you in my head and act as if I'm driving towards you. This has recently caused me to get fired because all the passengers missed their stop and I drove the bus into a ravine. However, I don't want that to deter you from meeting up with me. I am now single because my girl left me due to the job loss issue. But I've bounced back to my feet, so don't worry. I work for the city now, picking up garbage. Technically, it's part of my parole, but hey, work is work, right? God, I can't believe I came on the Kijiji and saw this. Can't wait to hear from you, honey, so I can make you blush again. Mwah. So that was my reply to the email.
That's so cute.
What?
So now, did she respond to
you? That was just an idea of how... No, this one unfortunately hasn't responded yet.
Okay, so let's go on.
Which, I mean, they probably won't. Like, let's wants to date her asshole?
Technically, it's part of my... nicely done.
So that was me having a little fun.
Fair enough. What else do you got?
Okay. So as far as the email, which has caused... This music is really driving me fucking mental. But that's okay.
It's fading out. Would you just relax?
Okay. Here's the good one. This is the best one.
Okay.
Okay. I got an email. I was on the Kijiji ad. King's Buffet, I saw you.
That's how it's written? Those are words?
That's right.
You're reading these verbatim.
This is the most fucking English-deprived post I've ever... Like, as if he proofread it and still was like, oh, that looks good. So this gave me an idea of what type of person this was right off the hop, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that was fucking weak. You should be ashamed of yourself.
King's Buffet, I saw you on Saturday, Feb 6, which is not too long ago, which is awesome.
That's like so this
is going
to
play
Saturday.
Out really well.
It's like 3 days, not to out our time, but that's 3 days ago in our books.
So it more or less, I'm sorry it doesn't have the exact quote, but the spelling was atrocious.
Right.
And it more said, I saw you wore your friends, like W-O-R-E.
Okay.
Instead of with, I'm assuming he was going. You looked very busy, B-U-S-S-E-Y. I'm assuming he meant busy.
You looked very busy.
That's right. So, I didn't want to come over and interrupt you. I thought, hold on, you were a very attractive lady. And Vary was spelled with V-A-R-R-Y. And attractive with one T, just to give you an idea of how this email. So my reply back was, hey, it's me. I remember seeing you there as well.
I'm in love with this voice. I just want to point out.
I cannot believe I actually saw this ad. I was hoping you were going to give me a number or a card. But you're right. I was very busy at the time. And I actually spelt it back the same way he wrote it.
Yeah.
I was very busy at the time. So busy, I was almost Gary-like. I know that's retarded, but fuck, it was funny at the time. I will try not to wear my friends too much because he spelt... war as instead
wear,
of with. So
right.
I actually wrote wear as like W-E-A-R. Uh-huh. I will try not to wear my friends too much as it makes me uncomfortable. Can't wait to hear back from you. Kaz, you a very attractive man.
Okay.
Okay.
And?
I got a response back from this fucking guy.
This fucking guy responded.
What a fucking douche.
He's just trying to get his dick wet.
Whoa. Take it easy.
Whoa.
Anyway. So... I can't wait to hear from you. My number is...
What?
Yeah.
Your number is
his fucking phone number.
Okay, so he gave you his phone number?
Yes.
Is that all that it says? Can't wait to hear from you?
Yeah. So I replied back because now I'm getting skeptical. Like someone else is fucking with me.
Right.
Like,
it's another it's another podcast fucking with you.
And it could be, which could play out really well.
It really could be funny. Yeah.
So I said, I work till 9 p.m. Will it be okay to call that late? I'm a little skeptical. Where did you say we met again? Just to make sure.
Just to be sure, yeah.
That's right. His reply was, we met at Bantan, or at a Chinese buffet, sorry.
Yeah.
What's with all these people meeting at these Chinese and Thai restaurants? I just realized
fucking
that.
Fucking no idea.
That's fucking creepy.
Because it's a buffet and they're all fat people?
So lonely.
You no eat here anymore.
You no pay last time, asshole.
You no eat here anymore. You too fat.
Yeah, I see you fill your purse, bitch, with candy bars.
You scare my wife. You leave now.
My children think they're gonna. You gonna eat them, you fat bitch.
You like Fee Willy.
Okay, sorry.
Buffet does not mean you take food home, fat fuck.
You could not take Ziploc bag in pocket, no.
No, I tell you last time.
Awful. We're going to hell. Oh, shit. So are we going to call this dude?
He actually replied back to me again. Okay. Sure, call me when you're done work.
Oh, God.
9 o'clock is the beginning of the night. I sleep at 1 or 2 a.m. It's perfectly... I'm not just
stuttering my words. You're actually reading it verbatim.
Fine with me.
Oh,
His name's Malad.
Malad. Okay. Do you think we should call him?
That's...
Okay. Okay, my vote is that we call him.
We could call him, but I should ask your opinion then first.
Okay.
I can call him. I have the number clearly right here.
Yes.
Now, do I call him as the girl?
Well, you have a good girl voice.
Or do I call him as like the curious gay friend that's helping her out because she's really shy?
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should get a woman's opinion on this.
Agreed.
Tara? help us with something?
We're going to ask my lovely girlfriend's advice on this scenario.
This should be fun.
This should be fun indeed. Let's turn this one on here. I'll just let her use mine. She's ignoring us. Yes. Come here, please. Oh, here, put that in. Yeah, could, we need to ask you your opinion. Say hello to the listeners, Tara.
Hi.
This is the attractive lady that by choice lives with me.
God knows why, but whatever.
You're married.
I know.
Same reasoning. Okay, we have a question for you. Gravy here has been messing with lonely people on Kijiji. There's a section where it can be like it's like lost lovers. Like, hey, we bumped into each other at the bus stop and we never got to talk. I hope you're going to read this and that you'll write to me. So Dickhead responded to a couple of them and was like, I can't believe you left me a message. I'm so glad that we're able to. So anyway, somebody responded with a phone number and we're saying we should call the guy right now and pretend to be the person. So,
or could you do it?
Well, that's what we're trying to decide. Do we get Gravy to do a cheesy girl voice to totally mess with the guy? Or Gravy's going to play it as the gay best friend who's worried about her feelings, so he wanted to call ahead of time and make sure the dude wasn't a creep. Because then he could play gay the whole time and be like, she just loves a nice long walk in Victoria Park.
And I hope you can go back to China Buffets later.
Because they met at China Buffet. So what do you think we should do?
The funnier option or the option that will hurt him least in the end?
We want to hurt him both. The most because he's a creepy asshole.
Well, give me both. Give me the hurting him the least.
I think the gay best friend should phone because that sounds way funnier.
Okay.
Okay, gay Deal. Best friend. I like that.
High five.
Right on. And we have a Jeff Davies on the way too.
All right. Rock and roll.
Okay, so we're going to call him. Do you want to sit in for this call? Yeah, you can do laundry while we're recording.
Yeah, I got some stuff too. I got my jacket.
As long as you clean my drawers, I'm out of clean underwear.
Bruh.
All right, so.
So we're going to call him.
I might need to use your phone unless you can write down this number.
I'd rather write down the number than be involved in your little game. Yes.
It's #31# for all you iPhone and smartphone users.
Exactly. Yeah, *67 doesn't work.
I guess, yeah.
We should ask somebody that works.
I don't know if it actually works or if it actually blocks it. I was trying it on my show last week, and
if you do a *67,
I hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to jail very shortly.
Yes, it prompts you to do #31 to ensure that you're blocking your number. This is in Canada. Anybody else listening has no idea what the fuck we're talking.
That's okay. Whatever.
What *67?
Okay. *67 is a free service in which enables you to block your number from seeing out calls
for prank calls and ordering fake pizza and shit.
There you go. Like if you ever want to call Harvey's and ask for Harvey and pretend you're Dave from Wendy's or something.
Oh, like when I worked at Dave FM and my whole life was, are you Dave? Like people who call us and say, I want a free iPhone. We can take that part out. Edit. Okay, listen, we got Davies on the way. Should we wait for Davies to make this phone call?
I think we should.
Okay, let's tell my Kijiji story.
Does Davies smoke? Because I would love a goddamn cigarette.
He does.
And I have no cigarettes. All right, then yeah, we'll
That's
wait
terrible.
For him.
Okay, we're going to do this Kijiji thing.
Let's keep him in suspense. It's much better.
And what's No, we should call him now and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just really busy. Can I call you back in 10 minutes, honey?
No, fuck that.
Okay, let's
He'll
just
wait.
Call. Okay, so while we wait for Jeff Davies, the Reverend, to arrive, what we're going to do is I'm going to tell my Kijiji story from today.
Yes, please.
Because today on Kijiji, me... You know, I figure you and I now have a relationship, like you said, not a friendship. You don't technically classify me as a friend.
No, I
Dick.
Do classify you as a
friend. You said it sarcastically. I know where we stand.
Whatever, you long-haired freak.
If you didn't need me to edit your podcast for you this week twice, I'm sure you wouldn't even be talking to me right
That's
now.
That's fucking Luke's fault. Don't blame me.
Luke, eh? If Luke wasn't built like fucking Arnold, I'd tell him go fuck himself. Okay, you know that picture? Okay, I want to just point this out. The picture that Luke has on his Facebook... There's a picture of
it.
It's, I guess
is it
it's
the one
of
him
one
like
with...
screaming beside
yeah,
the bald
yeah, yeah,
dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a scary ass fucking
yeah,
picture.
Yeah. Here's what I thought when I saw that picture. I thought your boy Luke was the bald dude, and the thing next to him was a fucking mannequin, like a wax model and shit. Dude is built like a motherfucker, eh?
He sure is.
God damn.
He is one sexy bitch.
And he's crazy too.
Like, I love that. That's why I love that
you
guy.
You know, I don't even know him. I've only heard his voice. I've talked to him on the phone once. I love him as well.
You know what? And I'm going to fucking out Luke right now. Watch this. If you've ever listened to my show, I shouldn't do this. He's going to beat the shit out of me. If you ever watch, listen, I keep saying watch my show. Watch my show. It's on fucking global.
Imagine if somebody gave us a TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right on.
What is that?
Water. Bottled water, sir.
That's not water.
It's vitamin water. It's good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you, man.
Anyway, Luke is honestly the nicest guy on the planet, which is the sad thing.
Right. But on his podcast, he acts like a prick.
He is a prick too. But I mean, I guess he can go up and down. He's kind of like he's like a bipolar psychopath.
No, you know what it is? I think we're very similar in this sense from the vibe that I get. To our friends and our family and our circle, we can be the nicest guys in the world. But if you're not in that direct circle, you can go fuck yourself, and I probably wouldn't pee on you to put you out if you were on fire.
Oh, I hate everybody, dude.
Agreed.
Everybody. I fucking hate people.
Dude, I'm totally with you. Like, the worst part of my day is...
We should totally air high five right now. That wasn't an air high five.
I thought you meant on air because we're recording.
No, that's stupid. Where's my want?
No, stupid is we air high fived at work today.
That was awesome.
That was all right. That was pretty cool.
Whatever.
Biggest air high five ever was when I went to visit...
Yeah, personal jokes on podcasts are hilarious.
I went to visit my friends, my family in Wales in Europe, and high five my buddy in Canada over the phone. Longest air high five I've ever
heard. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I go see my wife in prison, we put our hands against the window,
up on
too.
On the glass. And
yeah.
She's like, I miss you.
I window love Billy.
Like Spock and Kirk when Spock's dying and his hands on the glass.
Matt just did the fucking live long and prosper fucking
sign. You know what I don't get about that
You're
part
such
of the movie?
A fag.
No, listen. You know what I don't get about that part of the movie? Here's what I don't
I haven't
get.
Seen the movie because I'm not a fag.
Listen,
but go ahead.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen! God damn it! Star Trek is awesome!
Okay. I can't even do it now because I know you're not going to take me seriously. You're just going to fucking piss around. And I have a valid point and you fucking ruined it. Okay? Listen, there's a Star Trek movie.
Okay.
Where Spock... There's some kind of a leak. There's some kind of a radiation leak of some kind on the ship, okay?
Okay.
Spock being a Vulcan, who's the pimp. Spock's a pimp, okay?
Gotcha.
He's like the Yoda of Star Trek. Does that make sense?
Sure. I'm with you.
Are you a Star Wars guy either?
Yeah, I like Star Wars.
Fair enough.
I'm not a fag, but I like Star Wars. Go ahead.
God damn it, motherfucker. Are you people hearing what I have to deal with all the time? God damn it. Okay, so he goes into this glass room of pain, which is apparently a radiation room, right? And as he's dying... His face is melting and shit, right?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Exactly. All
right.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Fuck you.
Matt's going to cry.
I've had enough. I don't want to talk about Star Trek anymore. You're an asshole. My point was, dude goes into a radiation chamber where he's essentially going to melt, but he puts on gloves first. Okay, that's my problem with the scene. That's what your little comedy thing took us 20 minutes to get to.
Okay, well, see, if you would have tied it into something with relevance, like, you know, like... Superman, when Lois Lane dies, and Superman comes down, and he picks her up, and he cries. See, that's that
When the
shit,
fuck does Lois Lane die?
When he gets up and fucking starts
what
circling
Superman
the Earth.
What Superman is this? It's Superman. Oh, the end of Superman 1.
That's right.
When he spins around the world to make it go backwards.
And reverses time and saves
and
from
I'm a
falling rocks. And you say you're a Superman fan.
Of course I am. I just didn't know where you were going with that because you have a stutter.
You're an asshole. Good one.
So,
we probably shouldn't have been drinking before we did the show tonight. No, I'm just saying.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. It's my podcast. I'm fucking funny.
I own this shit, motherfucker.
I pay $9.95 a month and shit. That means I own this shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I can't believe I pay fucking $10 a month to do this shit.
Like I actually got a sponsor.
I know you do.
I technically
I have a sponsor too. This episode is brought to you by Matt's girlfriend because the Podbean fees come off of her credit card. Thanks, honey. Oh, man. So anyway, Kijiji today.
Yeah.
Here's what I did on Kijiji.
Yeah,
did you ever find...
Did we go with that?
I know.
That was like 15 minutes
I know.
Ago. Go ahead.
Fuck.
We haven't even called this asshole yet.
No, we're going to, though. We're going to call this... For those of you getting sidetracked, we're going to call Kijiji boy. We're just waiting for Jeff to get here because I'm sure we can convince Jeff to call back as the angry husband.
Fucking right.
Oh, yeah. Now, on Kijiji today, I decided to put up a little ad.
Really?
That's where I was going with it, because I was saying that we have a kind of relationship where I essentially think we can steal shit from each other. Because let's face it, your podcast, stolen from me. Okay?
Funnier than yours, but yes, go ahead.
And just to point out, because I can be an asshole like this, when I was showing you my custom Matt Lee's shoes yesterday, and I showed you the website, you started looking at the website, and all these people are coming around and being like, oh, Jay, that's so cool. Not once were you like, oh, he showed it to me. You took my credit. So that's cool. I'm just telling you, I'm putting you on notice that I noticed that you noticed that shit, that you stole that shit. I'm just letting you know that I'm aware.
It's so fucking true.
I'm going to let you be the man at work, but it's I got to tell you, it is so hard to respect you in work. It's so hard to not just be like, fuck you, shut your mouth. Or your mother.
I'm a robot at work, dude. A robot. I think I just broke shit in your room. Just saying.
Wait. Cue the sound effect. What's the room called?
Matt Cave.
Matt Cave. Matt Cave. Matt Cave.
Wow, I still haven't told my Kijiji story.
Yeah, go ahead. See, now you know why my show is called ADD of the Century. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so what I did today was I created in the section for Kijiji, which has jobs, I went into the arts, television, and media section, and I wrote, did you end up looking for it and finding it?
I couldn't find it.
I wrote, can't remember the wording that I used. Basically, I put half-assed podcast for sale, and it said, local podcast with minimal listeners and minimal talent looking to expulge itself of all responsibility. Successful candidate will be able to host host the podcast and own all the trademark rights. Any reasonable offer will be accepted. Beer trades will also be accepted. And at the bottom I put, if you're interested, please email generationalpodcast@gmail.com. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I officially put JV Gravy's podcast up for sale on Kijiji.
Well played.
I just hope somebody writes back. Like, how much would you sell it for?
Oh.
I mean, really, what are you really selling?
You know, honestly, like, I mean, we're pretty early into our development stage, so I'm not too attached.
That's fair.
So it'd probably go for maybe a 2-4 beer.
Yeah, I know. Like
honestly,
it.
Like, I mean, that's almost 2 months, 3 months almost of Podbean fucking sites. fees, sorry.
I can start another podcast. I can't get a free
exactly. Like, I'll start it by myself and I'll talk about
sucking dick because you're so good at it.
Booyah.
Booyah.
I am pretty good. Okay. Not that I've tried more than once.
That's not what the writing in the bathroom says, dude.
Speaking of bathrooms.
For a good time, call. For
speaking of bathrooms, yeah. I just went piss in your bathroom during our little Michael Bublé break there. Or
just
haven't met you yet.
Mickey Bublé, we love you in Ireland, son. Oh, come over for some potatoes and tea.
You're going to get punched in your fucking Welsh head. Anyway, I go into your bathroom, and we're now, like, I think we gave away the date now, February something.
February 9th or something?
Yeah, something like that. I went into Matt's bathroom. I went to take a piss. I looked over in the mirror, obviously to check my good looks out. And you still got a snowman and Christmas trees and Santa Claus stickers attached to your fucking mirror.
And I still got fucking Christmas lights up in the Matt
cave. Christmas lights in the Matt cave are quite all right.
What about the Christmas tree in the living room? Did you see that?
Oh, I still got mine up too because my wife's a lazy bitch. Dude, don't even get me fucking started on the Christmas tree in my living room. I went through and I had I did like a good husband thing, right? I came home and I was like, I'm just going to clean the fuck out of this whole house.
Yeah.
And I literally did everything, like windows, glass, dog trays, like literally everything you could possibly clean in a goddamn house.
Okay.
I cleaned it all.
Yep.
She didn't want me to touch the fucking Christmas tree.
Okay.
Because she said it has to go back into the box a specific way, which she took out. Fair enough, honey. You're the boss. You know,
right.
You deal. So I said, okay, just make sure you bring it down this week.
Yeah.
That was 4 fucking weeks ago. No, longer. We're in fucking mid-February. That was a month and a half ago. It was after New Year's. So there's still an evergreen sitting in my fucking...
Like a live tree?
Well, no, it's a fake tree, but all the fucking ornaments are off because I took that shit off.
Right, but you weren't allowed to touch the tree.
I wasn't allowed to touch the tree, so there's still a tree in my fucking... No, you know what happened to that fucking tree? I'm going to line my treadmill up at the front door.
Yeah, okay, go.
And I'm going to launch it the fuck into the fucking front driveway tonight when I get home.
Sweet.
I'm kind of drunk.
Right.
Which means I get kind of angry. I'm
so
Irish.
After I drive home.
After I drive home drunk.
After I drive, it's only 10 blocks fucking.
Yeah, I can close one eye. We're good to go.
Yeah, it's good. Fucking. So, the Christmas tree is still up at your house. And why again?
Because my wife's a lazy bitch.
Fair enough. And you're going to use your treadmill to destroy it, essentially.
Pretty much.
Would that be the same treadmill that you fell off today?
That would be the same one.
Hi-yo! Yes. Let's hear that story, asshole.
There's not much of a story. I was doing my workout this morning.
Yep.
And I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at my iPhone, trying to change the music, and one of the foot slipped off the back of the treadmill. The other one obviously gave out. I took a face plant into the treadmill and got launched into my computer desk. It was a good time.
I don't think you know how much I pay to see that.
I'm pretty sure the construction worker's watching me work out, which is pretty hot.
Oh, dude.
You know what I want to do? Have you seen the movie Avatar?
Yeah,
I have construction going all in my backyard right now. I want to paint myself all blue and run out there with a fucking stick and just start attacking the fucking dump trucks and shit.
Like Encino Man chucking. Ooh! Ooh! Throwing sticks at it and shit.
All right, bitches!
Oh, shit.
Damn, Davies.
This party just got
and
out of
the
hand.
A-bomb have arrived.
Okay, right off the bat, where the fuck have you been, Reverend? You're late.
I was out setting up a gig for me and the Sally Chancer.
Fair enough.
Which is my reinforcements, who the viewers can't see.
That's right, because there aren't viewers, they're listeners.
In the Matt Cave, Mr. A to the motherfucking K, y'all.
Yo.
Oh, Andy Kennedy, you're a handsome devil.
Or J to the motherfucking K, right. Depending on what week it is.
Tonight for Matt, especially.
You might remember him
wearing my earring tonight
from the recorded drunkenness at the boathouse, in which I said, "Please don't fuck that homeless lady." Andy was the guy that was like, "Too late, buddy."
She wasn't homeless that night.
Oh, right. Now wait. Now just to stay with the theme, ladies
like
and gentlemen.
Fred Flintstone, I made her bedrock.
Oh, joining myself and JV Gravy at this time, please welcome the members of Sally Chancer.
That's right, Damn Davies.
Here we are. That's
here they are. Of course, the Reverend Damn Davies, your usual co-host every week. At this point, right?
I'm in.
You're still good with?
I'm in. I'm slotted in.
You're still good with once a week?
The wife has confirmed that I get Tuesdays off.
All right.
So
it's a pleasure to have you both here. And Andy, you're more than welcome, my friend. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time.
Very happy to be here, welcome. Matt. Thank you.
Oh, here comes JV Gravy opening his next one.
That's right.
That's the sound of a beer can opening right there.
That's right.
It's cold. Certified.
So basically, Mr. Kennedy, the only rule is, if you open a beer, open it on mic. That's about it. I'm going to let it fly that was already open. That's cool. You just this second walked in the door. I haven't even seen you before right now. There were no edits in this podcast. It's all just one complete long take.
Yeah, we never edit. It's all live.
That's true.
Right,
it's true.
Off the floor.
For those of you that don't know, this is how the Sally Chancer rolls.
That's right.
With pints.
Absolutely. Jesus, it's good to see you, though. I don't see you enough, sir. Mr. Kennedy, I don't see you enough.
And that I agree with you.
Agreed.
Yes, absolutely.
So, is there anything you'd like to put out there as your first announcement to the Legend in My Spare Time listeners? How would you like them to start off with you?
Introduce yourself.
Well, my name is A to the motherfucking K, yo, and very happy to be here. And this is a very professional venue here. So
absolutely.
Very friendly. And yeah, we're going to have some good times.
We sure are. We're going to tell stupid stories and embarrass ourselves. That's now, right. Speaking of stupid stories, you guys have just arrived, but we've been talking this episode about Kijiji and the wonders that is Kijiji. So I'll give you guys a brief synopsis so that the listeners aren't like, this fucking story again? Because me and this guy are like ADD. We've told this story like 12 times now, and we still haven't finished it.
I'm still looking to buy a scrotum off of Kijiji. circumcisions, and I regret that way back. And it wasn't about Judaism. It was just the policy.
His balls.
Yeah,
dear Dr. Hamish, if you still have my foreskin, I want it back.
And, I'm looking around, foreskin, nothing.
No.
And so all your listeners, just want to throw that out there as a little plug there that I'm in the market and ready to pay.
I hope I don't get a fucking response to that. If that's the response, hey, I heard somebody was trying to buy a scrotum. I can help you with that.
Yeah, I got a barrel full of scrotums in the back.
I own a motel on Route 66. I got tons of scrotums, kidneys, livers.
We pickle them.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about an alternative lifestyle. I'm not looking at licking and things, so I don't want those responses. I mean, if anybody's into that, that's cool. But I'm looking to buy the scrotum outright. I want to put it on my own penis. I'm not looking at having any kind of fun times. This is a business transaction entirely. That's all that's going on here.
Agree. Oh, where have you been all my life, buddy? Where have you been all my podcasting life? Fuck the Reverend. He's out. I'm just kidding.
AK, he's an entrepreneur, man.
Right. So listen.
The Reverend, he doesn't have to worry because he's not. He hasn't been circumcised. From what I understand.
Alive and uncut.
He's uncut.
And untrimmed also.
He couldn't possibly understand uncut, what I go
the most
through.
That's
fair.
Motherfucker that you guys will ever meet.
Okay, eat this mic a little more.
And I hate him for that.
Not you, him. You're perfect. He's a little too quiet.
I'm too quiet. Okay.
That you're good now. So anyway, the Kijiji story we were telling.
Yes.
We found Kijiji ads for sad, lonely people that said, "Hey, I saw you at the Chinese restaurant, and I was wearing this. You were wearing that. I hope we can meet up someday. I really hope you read this." So fucking Gravy started responding to them.
Nice.
Got one response. Yes. Best part of the scenario is the guy responded with his phone number.
So
we've discussed this amongst ourselves. We've discussed this with my lovely girlfriend, Tara, who is the sponsor of the podcast. We've decided because the Podbean fees come off of her credit card.
Very nice.
So she's the sponsor.
You're living the dream.
Sweet setup there.
Thanks, honey. So
that motherfucker is
salute.
What's this guy's name?
The name is Malad.
Malad. Okay, so Malad. We've cleared with Malad by email today that his lady works till 9 or 10, and then she's going to call him. And he said, that's when my night's just getting started.
I need a good name. What's her name? Because I'm pretty sure he doesn't know her name.
Okay, Tamara. Tammy.
And here's the deal, guys. I'm going to make this call.
Flaberta.
Roberta.
Flaberta.
No, you got to do something sexy.
Cindy. Oh.
No.
Hi, this is Candy Cane.
No, hi.
Mercedes.
This is Candy Mantelpiece.
Okay, what? I'm just going to be Cindy.
My friends
that?
Call
Cindy
me. No, I don't like Cindy. I'm sorry. I can't get behind Cindy.
Sarah?
Sarah's pretty good. Yeah,
that's
pretty
generic name.
Okay, right. So
here's the deal.
Okay.
I'll make this call.
Yeah.
And I'm a fucking stone face killer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm
going
to giggle like a fucker.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm just saying I'm a giggler. I'm just putting it out there.
Shit is going on my phone right now.
I'm a giggler.
Anyway. Pound 31 pound, right?
Pound 31 pound.
Did you block your number?
Yeah. So here it goes, folks. We are now calling this guy's number.
Am I doing the girl voice? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I say we go with the girl voice because he's never heard you speak.
Are we in occurrence?
Yeah. We agree.
Girl voice. Can I get an
I?
Give us a. Let's do a practice run.
Yeah,
right now.
Ready?
Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah. No, sorry.
Okay, I'm the dude. Ready?
Hello.
Hi,
who's this?
Oh, this is Cindy. Hi, my lad. How you doing?
Cindy
just moved.
Is that pretty cool, guys? Is this okay? Is this gonna pass?
I don't know any. I don't
know
any.
That's fucking sexy. I mean, I just met you, and you're shit.
Once again, Mr. Anyone.
I gotta put this beer down.
All right, AK
and JV.
Now,
right,
come
here
over
we
here,
go,
and,
kids.
Okay, this is it. Now, I just want to warn you, I'm a giggler.
Okay, time.
So nobody fucking look at me while
Everyone
this is happening.
Put your mic in
your nipple. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Do it. Do it. Now, don't forget, you have to talk into the mic still.
This is going to fucking train wreck so fast.
Yo, dude,
do it.
It can't be worse than your last fucking episode where you made 30 calls to make one crank call.
Ready?
Do it.
Yeah, go.
Here we go. Do it.
Don't look at me, Matt Lee.
That's what she said.
I'm a giggler, dude. That is what she said.
Hello?
Hi, is my lad there?
Hello there.
Hi, it's Cindy.
This is my lad.
Is this the Malad from the buffet?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I can't believe you posted that on Kijiji.
Oh, yeah, I did that because I wanted to meet you. And I said, oh, my God, I don't want to miss that, eh? I was like, I hope she sees that, you know, in some case, but... I couldn't believe that you saw that, eh?
I know, you know what's funny? I was on there trying to buy a new cell phone, and I just happened to look, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
That's good, eh? I like it. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I hope she saw that, you know, she sees that.
And I did, Milad, I did. I did, and I was thinking
great.
The exact same thing, so I'm so happy I've actually had the chance to talk to you.
Oh, that's great, eh? That's great. So, what do you do? Like, well, are you around kitchen area?
Yeah, I actually live in Cambridge. How far are you from Cambridge?
I'm in Fairview Mall.
Okay, I can get there in about 20 minutes. It's not too bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whereabouts are you right now?
I'm in, what's it called? You know, in Kitchener, there's a new building in front of the Fairview.
Yeah, I've worked there a couple nights.
Yeah?
Yeah, I usually work on the corner down on Fairway and Cortland.
You know Wilson Avenue?
Yeah, I do. I've worked down there too.
Too tall building in Wilson. There's actually a king. What's it called? You know, a king. Sorry.
Well, did you maybe want to meet at the buffet again tomorrow?
Come to. There's a bar named.
TJ's.
Krabby Juice.
Krabby Joe. Okay, yeah, I know of it. I know of it.
Yeah,
I've worked. I've worked out front there too. Now, Vlad, I hope it doesn't bother you. I'm what you call a working lady.
Sorry?
I'm a working girl.
What do you mean working?
Like I'm a prostitute.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Now the thing is, I thought you were really cute, so I won't charge you.
Oh yeah? That's great. That's great if you don't charge me.
No, so why don't we meet up?
My building is in here close, you know?
Do you want to meet at Krabby Joe's?
When you come in here, we go to my apartment.
Do you want... Okay, that sounds great.
Sounds great, eh?
Do you want to meet at Krabby...
How long is it going to take you?
I can be there in about 20 minutes if you want to meet at Krabby Joe's.
Tell him you're going to fuck his
brains out. Sure, come in here, then we go to my apartment, okay?
Oh, Milad, I'm going to fuck your brains out.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm going to suck your cock.
Come on. Come on, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a big cock?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fucking Middle Eastern, eh?
Oh, I know. Oh, I can't wait. Oh.
Yeah?
Okay, that's so great. Let's meet at Krabby Joe's in 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Alright, yeah. I'll see you then. I'll call you back if I... Is this your cell phone?
Yeah, this is my cell phone.
Okay, I can't wait to see you, big guy.
Yeah.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Fine, testicle, brother. Fuck.
Dewey's all about you.
Oh, I'm finally getting laid.
Did you hear his... I don't even think it's cheating if it's with another dude.
Did you hear his voice when he... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
Do you have a big cock, Milad?
That's great.
Oh, yes, I do.
I'm Middle Eastern. What do you think?
I think it means you might stab me.
Dude, your acting was so fantastic. Oh, I want to be after Milad, man. I'm like totally into that.
Dude, I'm going to give that. That's a pure 10 out of 10
performance. You didn't get the memo.
There's a memo?
Yeah, there's no homo jokes.
No homo.
No, you make all the cock jokes you want, you sexy bastard.
Well, I'm holding a microphone in my hand. I mean, it's just giving a straight idea. That's it.
Okay, so Milad.
Vickers, that was crazy good.
Milad, I really, for fucking God, I hope you listen to this podcast one time in your life.
I wish we could pick this recording unit up and take it with us and watch him in the parking lot.
We're gonna have to start doing videos soon. Wait, I got a camcorder.
We can end the show. We got 20 minutes to get down there.
Oh yeah, we got more than enough time.
I got a 4-track recorder on my iPhone. We can do this right. Dude, that was great. So now, do we fuck with this world now? Do we have you call now as the husband?
Maybe as the pimp.
The pimp?
Since I am a prostitute.
What do you think?
Yo, like I know my girl Cindy said she'd do you for free tonight because she thought you were cute and all.
But I ain't giving you shit for free, motherfucker.
Now, I'm going to come down to it with my 9.
No, I think it should be more realistic and it'll be funnier if you just play the husband.
Well, let's give it some time. I'm going to come up with a good character in my head.
Okay, because he's got 15 minutes from now that he's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Let's make sure the poor motherfucker gets there.
Like, do you want to wait 20 minutes and then call him?
Yeah. Okay, here's what we'll do. Actually, maybe we should.
No, here
we'll
I got
kick
it,
this
I got
on
it.
For the next episode.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The meeting with Milad.
I got it.
Okay.
It's all here.
Okay.
We wait the 20, 25 minutes.
Right, which will be this episode 2.
Yeah. We call the fucker back.
Yeah.
As me, as Cindy.
Okay. Hi, Milad. Where are you?
We call him back. And I'm like, where are you? And then you just rip the phone out of my hand. And you...
Bitch!
Who's on the phone? Who the fuck is this? My name is Jimmy, and I'm big and black, motherfucker.
What you got to do with my bitch, y'all? Okay. Fuck, I'm going to get crazy on a Middle Eastern ass. we'll do something for sure. Guys, I gotta raise my glass to JV Gravy's acting ability.
That was fantastic,
awesome.
JV.
Dude, that was way funnier than the shit you did on your own podcast.
Oh yeah, this JV Gravy, well, Andy and for whatever listeners don't know, has a talent for impersonation. So
it's
just
true.
So everyone knows, it's best Chris Walken I've heard. I actually went home and pulled up Chris Walken impersonations.
Yeah.
And you were right there with the top of them.
He does.
You're as good as Kevin Spacey. He's good for sure.
He's got stayed in character. Didn't break character. You didn't break into a laugh, even though the three of us were
giggling.
You're tearing us apart here.
I can hear him in my headset, too. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like, and I was trying to give you cues.
I was trying to whisper to him.
That was talent.
No, the cues actually worked out quite well.
Of course, I would like to point out that I was the one who said, tell him you're going to fuck his brains out. That part was my idea.
But you didn't say it into the mic. You said it. You pulled the mic away from your mouth.
Right.
Right. I whispered it into the mic.
Right. Well, I forgot Gravy was wearing headphones, so I could have just been like, Gravy, tell him you're gonna get.
Oh my God! What a prank calling genius list with headphones.
Four heads are better than one.
That's true. See, claiming that Middle Easterns all have big cocks, though. I don't think that you can attribute that to a certain region.
No, that's true. No.
Like you asked him if he had a big cock. It's okay for him to say I've got a big cock, but he said, yeah, "Of course I have a big cock. I'm Middle Eastern."
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, since we're all four guys sitting in this podcasting room, if a girl was ever to say, I can't wait to suck your cock, how big is your cock, would you ever say, it's all right? I would say it's big, I'm Irish.
Thus attributing to a whole group of people.
Thus attributing back to the same logical fallacy that our friend
Kennedy
did.
Right there.
Wow, this is fucking priceless. So, folks, you're tuning in right now. Essentially, what's happening is, this guy, whatever his name is on his way to Krabby Joe's, which is the local establishment here in the K-Dub, to meet up with Cindy, the prostitute, who's going to suck his dick off for free. Only, it's not Cindy. It's fucking JV Gravy right here.
JV Gravy!
Oh, man. This is fucking priceless.
Fucking genius.
So what we're going to do, here's what we're going to do for you people, because I love my listeners. Here's what I'm going to do. Usually, a podcast would say, we're going to end here, and you'll have to hear the end next week. No, folks. This week, you're getting a double whammy. You're getting 2 one-hour episodes for 1 week. Does Misinformation do that for you? No. Does fucking Generation Ill do that for you? No.
Generation Ill sucks.
Legend in my spare time does. We're giving you 2 episodes this week. I'm not going to make you wait till next week. So, if you didn't get both episodes, it means your settings in iTunes are fucked, and you have to go in and manually pick part one and download it and pick part two. But we're going to give you 2 episodes this week. We're sitting at the 1 hour mark.
Before we close, can I finish with my last email that happened on Kijiji?
Oh, I guess
we close
so.
With that.
Fuck me.
Because this one was priceless. And I'm not sure if this was somebody else fucking around on Kijiji because it was almost too good.
We thought it would be funny if it was two other dudes running a podcast fucking with people on Kijiji.
Yeah, I just think now, actually, I'm kind of thinking we might get bombed.
What do you mean? Know. Bombed?
Bombed.
What do you mean? Like drunk?
Is it too soon to say that after
9/11? I don't know. Oh. You think he's going
to... Oh, you played the Middle Eastern card.
Dude, that took me so fucking long to figure out. That was good. Nicely done.
Sorry. Okay.
No. Like this. Ready? I got a great joke. You'll appreciate this.
Man, we say our real names on this show.
Yeah, it's terrible. Whatever.
Actually, because what I was thinking...
It's a good thing nobody listens to this
I know we're
shit.
Running a little bit longer because what I was actually thinking was that I was going to, at the end of giving them shit, I was going to say... Catch up with us on Legend in my spare time.
No, don't.
On iTunes. No, I'm not gonna advertise that
now.
Down we say
kill
our
us
real
with
names.
A tiger tooth
dude, Vic, now Gravy, you're my boy and all, but I will fucking find out your address and take this guy there if he threatens me.
Hey,
I'm just saying, I will sell you out.
Sell me out.
I'm just kidding.
Probably
I will not.
Bigger
look,
than he is.
Look how offended he is. I didn't mean it. I wouldn't do that.
I'm not offended, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
All right. Anyway,
fuck me.
Let's take this.
Wait,
back.
Can I say
Malad was
down
more
to the
of a Slavic
tax.
Name?
Yeah,
than
no
Middle
shit.
Eastern, eh? Like it sounds more like Yugoslavian.
Yeah, I bet you, dude's got a shaved head and a scar down his cheek and shit.
An eye patch,
no wife beater, and an eye patch.
I'm gonna look into
that. I saw United 93 last night, so I'm already on edge.
Do you? You have them?
Don't get on a plane.
Wait. The greatest collector's game ever. Ask,
what is?
Facebook. AK beats us all. He's got 1,200 people on his at least.
Dude, really?
Yeah. That's well, it's far. Like baseball
he's
cards.
Fucked most of them.
It's baseball.
Yeah.
I have 665 friends. I need
has
one.
Nailed them all.
Oh, hey, for those of you who are on Facebook, look up.
You win.
Look up addicted. Me. Look up addicted to blues guitar, which is a group that I started that now has 15,000 members.
Bullshit.
Why would I make that up? You're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, you're going to find out.
So why isn't there one for the Matt Lees band?
There is, and it has 12 members.
Well, you got to advertise that shit.
You know what it is? I'm such a prick that I'm tired of advertising. I'm tired of the... Okay, here we go. I'm gonna
send me a link.
Second.
Send me a link, and
okay.
I'll do it for you.
Okay, cool. But I'm tired of the tired of the whole bar talk. I'm tired of the meeting a bar owner and being like, "Hey, what's going on? I love your establishment. God damn, I'd like to play here sometime, man." Fuck you. Fuck. He doesn't like me. I don't like him. He's gonna pay me $20 in the night. I don't want to do it anymore. So I've decided if the gigs come to me, so be it. I'm not.
Renaissance would for sure.
Last thought with Matt Lees.
No, that's not last thought. Here's the last thought.
Matt Lees at Club Renaissance.
Don't, man. We'll get straight bashed.
It's a gay bar.
No, we'll get straight bashed.
Hey, I'm a breeder and I don't mind.
Okay, listen. This is 1 hour. Let's end at 1 hour. Let's do your email to bring us back into the next all episode right, and enough. Remind us of what we're doing.
Okay.
I would like to end with this. Myself, Matt Lees, I am playing a Haiti relief show on Saturday night. And I'm going to start with, I feel the earth move. Under my feet, I feel the sky crumbling down, whenever you're around. Oh, baby, when I'm with you. I don't know the words. That was amazing. This is part one of our double episode this week, Legend in My Spare Time. Hit the iTunes, get the second part, because we're going to keep it going, motherfuckers. My name is Matt Lees.
I'm JB Gravy, Generation Ill.
I'm Joey O. Sally Chancer.
Reverend Dan Davies.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, son. Peace out, kids.